Good morning.
Morning.
I've got a question to start with. Should I feel worried that out of all the people that Jamie could have chosen to talk on jealousy, he chose me? Because I'm not jealous of anybody, really, honest. No, but he obviously thinks that I must know something about it, and he's known me for a number of years, so I think I should be a bit on my guard. It's not a very nice subject to talk about, is it? Jealousy, especially on a Sunday morning. But as I've thought about it and I've prepared this little talk, I've found out things. I've found out things about God's love. And I've found out that there's two kinds of jealousy. There's human jealousy, which is negative, and it's shameful, and it seems to me that it shows just how far we are from God. We're separated from God by our sin. And there's a second kind of jealousy, and that's godly jealousy, and that's hugely positive. And it's absolutely the best news that we can have this morning, because it seems that that shows to us that God is close to us. It shows how close God is to us. And with that in mind, I've been learning, really, that there's a connection between God, between jealousy and God's love for us, because it's true that God loves you. God loves you. And by that I mean that he loves each one of us. And he includes me, in that. It's wonderful that God loves each one of us. God loves you. Now, let's have a look at human jealousy. And Andrew's already given us a definition. It's the green-eyed monster. It's the green-eyed monster. And it's a horrible thing. It's a personal thing. As Andrew said, it's a feeling. It's a sickening feeling that comes over us. And it's a sin that's directed against people. Against people. We're jealous of what people have got, or what something that you want. And it's so it's a really nasty sort of thing. And I think it's the only sin that gives you no pleasure whatsoever. Just think about that. No pleasure. In fact, it hurts you when you're feeling jealous. It harms you when you're feeling jealous. But it's not just the green-eyed monster. It's devilish. It's of the devil. It's one of the devil's fiery darts that he fires at us, these flaming arrows. It hits us like pangs of jealousy, doesn't it? And it's hard to stop when we feel it. It can catch you out. It can be sudden. It can catch you unawares. And sometimes, though, it festers inside and we become more and more jealous of someone. It's not nice, but we can all suffer from it. And as this picture shows, even the saints, and we're the saints, we can be suffer with jealousy. And it's also a reality check. It's a reality check. Because if you're feeling jealous, then it's surely there's something wrong, and you need to do something about it, especially as Christians. And I love this little photograph. It's good, because jealousy can hit you at any age, young or old. And as this picture shows us, that it can be a sudden reaction, can't it? It can be an immediate reaction, jealousy. And I just think here that one warning to us is that don't change your girlfriend suddenly, because there's going to be sparks flying. What does God think about human jealousy? What does God think about it? Well, I've got a list here from Galatians of sins and God hates all sins. And this is an awful list. You can see there's dreadful things there. Immorality and rage and, oh dear. But right in the middle is jealousy. So God doesn't like jealousy. He doesn't like human jealousy. He hates it. He hates all sin. He hates jealousy. And do you notice in there, and it's worth noting at this stage, that idolatry is one of the sins that God doesn't like. Idolatry. And you know what idolatry is? It's putting things in your life before God. Things that you put first and God second. And those idols are things that we need to be aware of, and it's a sin. But jealousy is right in the center of it. And you know, if you think about it, jealousy is the absolute opposite of what God wants from us. In fact, it's the opposite of what Jesus teaches. Jesus, didn't he say, love your neighbor? Basic teaching from Jesus, one of the most important things that he reminds us of. Love your neighbor. How can you possibly love your neighbor if you're jealous of him? Jealousy is a serious business. So how do we combat it? How can we combat human jealousy? Well, the great thing is that God loves you. God loves each one of us. And he loves us so much that when we become Christians, he comes and indwells us by his Holy Spirit. And when God is in us, then wonderful things happen if we submit to him and allow the Spirit to work in us. There's fruit in our lives. And now look at this list. What a contrast. The fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We wouldn't have any jealousy if we had self-control. We'd rule it out. This is just, there's no room for jealousy here. But can I just draw your attention to one of the things that God is pleased with, one of the things that is fruit of from his Spirit, and that's faithfulness. Faithfulness. God loves us to be faithful to him, to be loyal, to be constant, to be committed to him. That's what God says. So this is a lovely list. And not only does God indwell us by his Spirit, but God loves us so much that he's given us this, his word, the holy word of God, the Bible. And it's full of good things for us. It's full of guidance. It's full of warnings. It's full of good advice. And I've just listed three of them here, verses of scripture for us to look at. And it, first of all, it just confirms that the devil is very, very real and he's active. He says, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We've just got to turn on our television sets and look at the news and we see what the devil is doing. He's going around the world causing havoc in our life, in our world, and he'll cause havoc in our lives too. But the Bible tells us, don't give the devil a foothold. Resist the devil. If we stand against the devil, he'll flee from us. There are practical things that we can do to combat force, this devil, the thing that makes us jealous, the thing that makes us sin, the person, the devil. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. The Bible tells us this. It's wonderful. And we're thinking here of the shield of faith that'll protect us, the things that we believe, the things that we stand by, the truth. And they will protect us from the devil's darts, fiery darts, from his flaming arrows. So God loves us so much, not only does he indwell us, but he's given us his word to help us. So that's human jealousy. What about godly jealousy? Well, it goes right back to the beginning of the Bible, Exodus, the second book of the Bible. And there we read this: "Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealousy, is jealous, is a jealous God." The Lord is a jealous God. What's this about? What's this about? Well, before we just explore that for a moment, let's just look at the first part of this verse. And it tells us not to worship other gods. Now, this is why idolatry is a sin. And let's just ask ourselves a question. Do I worship other gods? Is there things in my life and that come before God? Do I put money before God? Do I put possessions before him? Perhaps it's my job or my career or my status or power. There's all sorts of things that might be an idol in our lives. And this verse says, don't worship it, don't serve it, don't serve any other god. So that's a warning to us all. But you know, God's jealousy is very special. God's jealousy is for his unfaithful people. And we are unfaithful to God if we're honest with ourselves. Back in the Old Testament, it's full of examples of God's people being unfaithful to him, being unfaithful. He brought them out of Egypt. He brought them out of slavery. He brought them through the Red Sea. He brought them into freedom. And he got them to the promised land. And yet, within weeks, they'd made a golden calf. Now, that's an idol. And they were worshipping this calf. It's terrible. They were so unfaithful to him. They got on, and time after time, they went off worshipping Baal and these evil gods. They were following fertility gods and erecting poles and all sorts of dreadful things. And yet, time after time after time, God saw that they'd got themselves into trouble, that things had gone wrong for them, and God forgave them and he restored them, and these were the people he loved, and he was just jealous for them, jealous of the idols that had gone off with, but wanted them passionately, with his passionate love, with his unconditional love, to bring them back. He never ever gave up on them, and he'll never ever give up on us. And in those days, of course, he sent the prophets and the judges and all sorts of people to bring his people, his unfaithful people, back to him. But God loves you. God loves each one of us. And you know, it's the same today as it was then, back in the Old Testament. It's the same God. It's the same love. It's the same danger that we're in. Because if we're honest, we are unfaithful. We do let God down. We do disobey him, don't we? We know what the Bible says, and we do different things. We sin. Jealousy is a prime example of sin. And yet, God is close to us, just as he was in the Old Testament to his people. He was keen that they might be restored, and he's keen that we be restored, that we be brought into his family, into his love. He wants to bring us back. He wants to bring us back more than anything else. He wants to bring us close to him and into his protection, out of danger and into safety. You see, just like then with Israel, we're lost. And we're helpless. We can't help ourselves. And we need rescue. And it's a measure of God's love for you and love for me is that now he sent not prophets, not judges. He sent his own son, his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sent him to rescue us. I remember Christmas. in Bridges, Jamie came and he gave us a talk, Jamie. And he spoke to the students, he spoke to all of us. And he had this lovely montage, it is, of pictures, nativity pictures. And there was the manger and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the sheep and the wise men and the gifts. It was lovely. And there was even a donkey there, and I very like donkeys, and it was lovely. But bang in the middle, he'd put a picture of a helicopter, a yellow rescue helicopter. And I looked at this, and I said, what? I thought to myself, what's this about? What's this about? And of course, what he was telling us was that Jesus came down, God came down, God so loves us that his son came down at Bethlehem, and he came down to be that wonderful babe of Bethlehem. But he'd come on a rescue mission, and he hadn't just come to Bethlehem, he'd come to go all the way to Calvary, all the way. And you know, if you want another demonstration of just how much God loves you, look at the cross. Look at that cross. Because it's the place where Jesus, the Son of God, died for you and he died for me. He died to take the punishment that my sins, my jealousy, my idolatry, my unfaithfulness deserves. He took. And why did he do it? Because God loves you. God loves you. I'm finished. Let me just close by saying something about jealousy, a little recap. And now I'm really speaking to people who don't know Jesus or aren't sure that they know Jesus or are thinking about becoming a Christian. If that's where you are today, well, I want to just remind you of what we've been talking about. Human jealousy is a nasty example of sin. And sin separates us from God. So it shows that we're far from God and we're in danger. We're not just in danger of missing out on all God has for us in this world. We're in danger of eternal separation from God. Eternal separation. I've said things about the devil today. The devil is going to end up in a lake of fire. I don't know what this might look like, but I certainly don't want to go there myself. But we need to be concerned about our sin. It separates us from God, and that's the bad news. But the good news is that God is close to us today. He's in this room. I believe that he's in this room by his Spirit today. And God is calling, he's pleading with us to respond to his love. Now, if you've heard God's voice this morning, not my voice, but God speaking to you, I just ask you that, please, you've got to make a decision. You've got to either reject God's love or accept God's love. You've either got to reject Jesus or bring him into your life. Now is the time to make the decision. The devil's lie is that we've got plenty of time and there's no hurry. That's the devil speaking to you. What God is calling to you today is to come to him and know him. And if you are like that, then please come and speak to me or to Jamie or to Andrea or someone that you're comfortable with and do something about it today. Finally, I just want to say this. Praise the Lord that God loves you.